It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
And a good Friday evening. Here we are in Mount Sterling, Kentucky, at the campus of Montgomery County High School. We've got basketball coming your way. Doubleheader tonight. The girls get things going. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here with me. It's going to be the George Rogers Clark Cardinals girls team taking on the Montgomery County Lady Indians. These teams just played here. It's been on January the 6th, and now they meet again. That has been the last game that Montgomery County has played. The Lady Indians, they come in. They have lost two in a row. They had a stretch going through December, early December, carrying them through Christmas, where they had won seven in a row, and they had won eight out of the last nine. But GRC picking up some momentum. They took out Montgomery County. And the Cardinal girls, they have won the last 23 games in a row. And Bobby Baldwin here with me. And this matchup, we've covered it many times, and we even said it a week ago. Montgomery County's got good personnel. They've got good teams, but they've just been stuck in a district and in a region where you've got a four-time champ.
Well, and that's very, very difficult to overcome. And it seems like the more that they lose, the tougher it gets for the Lady Indians to be able to overcome that huge obstacle.
And the George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls here, now a little bit of a work in progress, as they have lost the services of their 6'2 wing post off guard player, Sierra Byers, arguably one of the top two players, top three, got to be in the top five consideration as far as basketball players and girls in the state of Kentucky. Without her services, Bobby, we saw the Cardinal girls step it up. There were five players that got in double figures against Montgomery County. It was very balanced. A couple of girls got 16, 13, 14, 10, and 10. So I guess it's cliche, next man up, but they did. They shared it.
Yeah, well, and the thing about it is, Coach Graham has always coached 15, although only five play at a time, and yet this year his depth is showing probably more than any in the last 7 or 8 years, because he can continue to, despite Sierra Byers being out for the year, he can put eight or nine of his players in there, and you're going to see very, very little slippage from stem to stern. They just keep doing their thing, attacking, playing aggressive defense, and as you say, next girl up.
You know, and the thing is, the big void, I guess, on the GRC side of things is size now.
Right.
You take away a 6'2 player, it falls on Kanaya Jones at 5'10". She is the tallest player on the team right now, and they're going to rely on her to play post defense and box out and get in the interior. She's very capable, but boy, it sure makes your team smaller.
Well,
we've got good speed, too, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, the speed's right there, and yet Jaylene Green is going to come in and be an asset as well. And yet that just means that the rest of them are just going to have to pick it up, play a little tougher defense, box out a little bit better. And we know one thing, when they get the ball in their hands, they take it to the other end.
Before we cut away to a break, read some of the, if you listen to us on Cardinal Connection, Bobby and I, we went over and chronicled these ratings in the state. GRC girls depending on the polling you're looking at. Number one team in the region, number one team in the state. They are tops when you look at the RPI ranking. GRC checks in at number four, and Montgomery County in at number 32. So these teams are going to meet right here as we've got basketball coming your way. Inside of 10 minutes away from tip-off, Bobby and I will step aside. Two-minute break. After this two-minute break, we'll come back. More pregame to follow right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting, everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, member FDIC.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Girls high school basketball coming your way as Montgomery County. This is the location, and the Lady Indians just hit the locker room. GRC girls, they're out there still going through a shoot-around. The Montgomery County Lady Indians with a record of 10-5 overall. They're 1-1 in region play, 1-1 in district play also. For GRC, the Cardinal girls with a 15-1 record overall. They are 3-0 in region play. And those three wins are all district wins. This will be a matchup between two district opponents. And the Lady Indians, coached by Dustin High in his fifth season as head coach. He's won 84 games, lost 56 today. Prior to Coach High, Montgomery County went through a stretch of four head coaches the prior 6 years. He seems to have settled in. And now with three 20-plus win seasons in a row and 3 years in a row that the Lady Indians, they've been district runner-up and 10th region runner-up. But George Roger Clark Cardinals, the girls, they have won the last 23 in a row against Montgomery County. Last title Montgomery County had as far as region champs in the tournament, 2013. The last Montgomery County win over George Roger Clark in girls action was January the 29th, 2016. It was a three-point victory. Cardinal girls, again, one of the top-ranked teams in the state, and they had the third winningest program in all of Kentucky high school basketball. So they will put that record to the test here against Montgomery County. So, Bobby, you got the warning. It's not only windy outside. They're going to create a breeze in here.
Gee, we've got, looks like, about 18 beautiful cheerleaders within about 6 feet of us. You can hear them in front of us, and we're right in the middle of the action, my man.
Looking at the GRC girls, again, that 15-1 record. They are shooting from the field 46% overall, 36% from three-point range, 68% at the free throw line. I think we're going to see the scoring come up. Stamper will lead the club with 10.5 points per game, 10 by T. Yeast, and Anaya Chestnut, Jaylene Green those players scoring at a good clip as well. Rebounding, GRC, they've held their own. They're going to be smaller, but they're tough, Bobby. They're quick.
Right. You're giving up about 14 and a half and seven rebounds per game by not having Sierra on the floor, but they have Kanaya Jones leading them with five rebounds, and then they've got six other players, basically, who average between two and three and a half rebounds a game. So they do it by committee.
And I think Montgomery County gone from the team is Shaylin Harris. That's a four-year starter for this Montgomery County team, a 5'11 frontline player, and I don't think she's playing anymore. They are led in scoring 17.5 points per game on average for Hayden Barrier, who has signed with Youngstown State. She'll be going to college at the end of her high school career. These girls are very, very skilled on the Montgomery County and the GRC team. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll come back. More free game to follow right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
There'll be a special brood cow sale this Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Perry Stockyards. This sale will feature 50 young cows, 2 bulls, 6 calves, 50-plus cows, several with big calves, 48 black cows, 12 calves, 45 mostly black spring calving cows, and 32 mostly black young spring calving cows bred to black bulls. What a sale. You don't want to miss it this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Perry Stockyards, where it's farmers doing business with farmers. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Wellness is a choice. So when moments matter, you need compassionate care and clinical experience that's close to home. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center. From emergency care to welcoming your newest family member, Clark is here. Here for you, your family, and your community. So choose caregivers who will see you as family. Choose treatment you can rely on. Clark knows you have a choice. Choose well. See what makes Clark the right choice for you at clarkregional.org.
George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls team taking on Montgomery County Lady Indians. Some scores from last night of interest in the 10th region All-A Classic. Nicholas County in girls action beat Bracken County 71-67. Other girls scores: Campbell County a 78-61 winner over Fleming County. Frederick Douglass, they handle Central High 59-45. Harrison County, they dropped Madison Southern with a blowout win there, 69-31. Scott High School, they lost to Walton Verona in girls action, 53-47. Friday night, a lot of basketball being played around the state and some games of interest. Taylor County playing Mason County, 2A championship over at the Owensboro Sports Center. We've got Franklin Simpson, one of the top teams, playing at Christian Academy Louisville. Bowling Green hosting Greenwood. Mercy Academy plays at Butler, Anderson County at Collins, Notre Dame hosting Great Crossing, Owensboro hosting rival Owensboro Catholic, Pulaski County hosting rival Southwestern, Madison Central at Rowan County, Russell High playing home against Greenup County, Cooper plays at Ryle, Dixie Heights at St. Henry. We got a lot of basketball, and Bobby will have a good one here as GRC is coming to the bench, and yet to see Montgomery County, they're huddling up. Let's break away for a break. What do you say?
Let's do it. Okay.
We're going to step aside. Another two-minute break coming your way. When we come back, we will have starting lineups, tip-off, game action, all that coming up on your home for GRC Sports right here on WWKY. Back in 2 minutes.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition-free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sport side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Girls high school basketball gets things going tonight on this Friday night. George Rogers Clark girls team on a five-game winning streak, taking on Montgomery County High School, the Lady Indians, with a 10-5 record. These teams met last week. Let's go to the public address.
High School for tonight's KHSAA basketball action, a doubleheader featuring George Rogers Clark and your Montgomery County Indians. First up tonight are the ladies. Let's meet the starting lineups. First for the visiting Lady Cardinals from GRC. At guard, a 5'5 freshman, number 0, Kennedy Stamper. At guard, a 5'8 sophomore, number 2, T. Yeast. At forward, a 5'10 junior, number 10, Kanaya Jones. At guard, a 5'8 senior, number 24, McKeely Tabor. And at guard, a 5'7 sophomore, number 25, Anaya Chestnut. The Lady Cardinals are coached by head coach Robbie Braille. And now the starting lineup for your Montgomery County Lady Indians. At guard, a 5'4 freshman, number 3, Sophie Pouch. At forward, a 5'11 senior, number 10, Allie Dillon. At guard, a 5'7 senior, number 11, Reagan Oney. At guard, a 5'7 senior, number 20, Hayden Barrier. And at forward, a 5'11 freshman, number 22, Bailey Warner. Your Indians are coached by head coach Justin High.
There's your participants in tonight's game as we get ready for this basketball action. George Arthur Clark girls, they won five in a row. The Montgomery County Indians, they have lost two in a row. In the last game that the Lady Indians lost, GRC doubled them up, 34-68. May see a little different game, Bobby, without Sierra Byers. And I think Jarvis is going to be back playing with Montgomery County. Plus, we're on their home floor.
Well, that's exactly right. And one thing you can count on is they will play the game a little bit closer to floor level during this one because Sierra is not out there.
GRC wearing the black with the red numbers and numerals. Montgomery County in the home white. GRC going left to right and a tight man-to-man. Stamper with the ball between the circle. Driving right side of the lane. Tried to spin around. They got a five-second call. Ball stuck in her hand, Bobby, and they turn it over.
Yeah, you've got to, when the defense is sticking to you, you've got to get rid of it or penetrate or shoot or something.
Here's for a full court press. They throw it up with the catch. Sophie Faust. Bowser Pressman played a lot of minutes against GRC, had a good game, led him in rebound, played a lot of minutes. Here's a pass to Dillon. Back tip deflection, loose ball, Yeast comes up with it. GRC with numbers, they throw over the defense, Jones hit at the rim, missed it, no call, out of bounds, it'll stay with GRC. So the Cardinal girls will get the ball underneath their goal. Montgomery County looks to be playing a zone underneath the goal. Wise decision there. You can get back screen. Cardinal girls with the ball. McKeely Tabor beats Jones. Caught it. Shot put up. Blocked there by Barrier, and she gave up on it while the ball was still being alive, and Dillon saved it inbounds, but nobody there to get it.
Nice defense that time by the Lady Indians. The block near the goal.
From underneath the goal, lob pass in. Jones, she's handled it quite a bit. She gives it up now to Tabor, straight away to Anaya Chestnut. Sporting a new hairdo, looks good. Left wing pass to Yeast, Anaya cuts through. Stamper has it, looks over her shoulder, and Coach Grandma talking to his team, and he's calling the play. Stamper drives it off to the right, handed off to Chestnut, picked up by Warner. Work it left side. The Cardinal girls run the weave. Tabor all the way down, nearly traveled, but found Stamper. Step back. Kennedy had a shot, looking. Finds Jones in the paint. Got to get it up. Didn't do it. Reverse it. Yeast. Shot on the way. Missed it. Rimmed out. Cardinal girls battling. Dillon goes to the floor, as does McKeely Tabor. Stamper, three, good. Second chance scoring there, Bob.
Picked up the loose ball near the top of the key. Stroked it home. Cards up three early.
And Reaganoni will throw it off of McKeely Tabor because the Cards defense had the five count rolling on Oni.
No, back here.
It'll be GRC playing full court. Oni trying to get it inbound, leaves it for Dillon, shovel it back over to Reaganoni. Oni pushes it in the front court. 5'7 player, leads his club in rebounding. She's a very physical player, plays catcher on their softball team. That gives you an idea. But she's not afraid to mix it up. Driving right side, McKeely Tabor all over.
There she is.
Oni has been known to get in foul trouble, Bobby, in plays like that. That'll do it.
She sort of reminds me of one of those pros playing on the low block. NBA players just battling, banging, 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 trying to get a little bit closer, and that time, a little too aggressive.
Cardinal girls with the ball. 2 minutes gone in this game. GRC with a 3-0 lead. Zone defense. Now they'll match up man. Chestnut takes Barrier to the left side. Gives it to Stamper. Pull up 15-footer. Not there. Jones kept it alive. Got the board. Put it up. That follow won't go. Kept alive again. Jones with her third shot. Bobby, she's handled the ball at least 70% of the time for GRC.
And every time she's had it, there's been action around her. And that time she went up for the third attempt to get a bucket on that individual drive to the basket and got fouled.
Jones at the free throw line. Shoots that one too hard off the back iron. Kanaya Jones, nice player here. 72% free throw shooter, and she missed them both here. Coming away with the rebound. Here's Montgomery County, and it's stolen by Tabor. Lead pass up to Chestnut, trailing the play. Tabor calling for it, got it at the foul line. Dump it down to Jones. Jump hook in there for GRC.
Got a nice pass from McKeely at the foul line to the low block, and she had the position to hook it into the basket.
5-0 GRC with the ball. Montgomery County looking at the press. Oney throws it. Dillon has it. Now advance it to the front court. Roush leaves it off for Warner. Shot put up, and Jones is going to pick up a foul. She was crowding her down on the right block, and actually Warner just put the ball in her face. Warner being pressed into action, a 5'11 freshman, due to a couple of their bigs aren't on the team.
Yeah, you got to keep your complement of players in order to have continuity. So Coach High is having to do the same thing Coach Graham is and modify.
Both free throws made by Bailey Warner, 5'11 freshman. Cards with the ball in the front court. Chestnut, right of the circle. Barrier on her. Goes to Stamper. Stamper has it. Faust picks her up. Yeast, first touch of the ball. Tries to drive it to the right side. Throws a pass. It's picked off. Barrier. Pull up. Mid-range. 12 feet. Smart. Good. And they're within one.
Smart play. She pulled up instead of taking it all the way to the basket. Measured it. Stroked it.
T. Yeast running the offense here near midcourt. Cards with a ball and a one-point lead. Another dangerous pass. Jones bailed him out. Skip it over to Chestnut. Three ball. Good from the left baseline.
You go inside out and Anaya on the wing, and more often than not, she's going to nail that three.
She hit 3 of 6 against Montgomery County the last time they played. Here's a diagonal pass, and Jones crashes right into the scorer's table. It's going to be out of bounds, last touched by the Cardinal girls. Bobby, if the breeze didn't get you off those cheerleading spirit boards, that flying into the press row by Kanaya Jones. We're in the action, buddy.
Right in the middle of it, and that's right exactly. You can't ask for any more.
Barrier drives in. She had a path to the basket, tried to throw a lob pass into Warner. They say off of the Cardinal girls' hands, Jaylene Green comes in. They also bring in Annette Miller. So it's Green, Miller, Jones, Stamper, and Anaya Chestnut. GRC playing man-to-man. Man, they should have gone zone. Stamper with a block from behind. But keeping the basketball, Faust throws it, and we're going to have a foul underneath. Looked like she ran out of room, but Stamper on her hip will pick up that foul. Her first... team first. Second team foul, excuse me. Each team with two fouls each. Montgomery County ball underneath her goal midway through the first quarter. Counts on. Throw the lob. Warner caught it. Threw up a shot over her head. Missed it. Stamper with a rebound. Length of the court pass to Yeast. In transition. Contact. No call. Chestnut got the rebound. Kick it out to Stamper. Elbow jumper. Got it. Left side.
Ball fake to the right. Move to the left of the elbow and stroked it home. Cards up 6.
Half their points off of second chance scoring. 10-6. 10-4, rather. GRC with a lead. Jaylen Green knocks it away from the hands of Allie Dillon, who looks a little winded right here. 3:41 to go in the first quarter. Montgomery County with the ball on their end of the floor. Barrier caught it. Driving on Chestnut. Anaya shut her down on the right side. Skip pass and Stamper gambled. Didn't get it, but recovers nicely. Dillon, 4 inches taller, and Stamper blocked her shot. Kennedy with her second rejection. Lead pass to Chestnut. Pass to 3. Green will take it and hit it in transition.
Beautiful pass. Deep to the wing. Back out to the elbow. The three-pointer just outside the arc. Cards up 9.
We got time called on the floor. 13-4. GRC leading. 3:20 to go here in the opening quarter. Back after this brief message.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Cardinal girls with a 13-4 lead over Montgomery County. Lady Indians, GRC 3 of 3 from three-point shooting. They have forced four turnovers against Montgomery County. And GRC with 5 points in second-chance scoring. The other five coming on fast break buckets. Montgomery County having trouble with the press. Barrier splits the defense. Step back three on the way. Good. She now has 5 points in the game.
That broken 8-0 run in the last minute, 30 seconds for the Lady Cards.
Green trailing the play. Spots up a three and hit it. Top of the key.
Answered the tray with another tray.
Good trailer there by Green. Stamper finding her. Oni in the backcourt. Kennedy Stamper on her. Throw it. Baseball pass. They break the pressure. Warner kicks it over. Dillon, spot up three. Missed it. Weak side rebound. Taken by Montgomery County. Won't go. Jones with a rebound and a lot of contact. And finally, it's the whistle is forced to be blown. As you have Lori Lee Orison with a foul. That's a third on Montgomery County as a team.
Aggressively attacking the rebound attempt, but foul in the process.
Miller, Green, Yeast, Chestnut, and Stamper in the game. Man-to-man by Montgomery County. Yeast goes over to Green. 18-footer, good. Jalen Green, she looks up at the scoreboard, got a smile on her face, clapping her hands. Why not, young lady? You have now scored 8 points and goes to the line.
She is really, really bringing it here in the first 6 minutes of this one.
Kennedy Stamper comes out having scored 5 points, blocked two shots, and got a rebound as well. She comes out. Jalen Goodwin checks in. It'll be Jalen Green at the free throw line, a Cardinal girls team that shoots 68% on the season at the foul line. Green's left-handed free throw, rolled it in. What a first quarter. She's got 9 in the game. Full court press by the Cardinal girls. Montgomery County playing catch in the back court. Back court, they skip it up to Dillon. We get it to Barrier. Barrier drives in the paint. Shot put up. Challenged by Miller. Miller got the rebounded miss. Lead pass to Goodwin on the right wing. Still dribbling. Crosses over. Green spot up three on the way. That one's off. Long rebound comes out, and it's going to be a foul on GRC. And that'll be the third on the Cardinal girls team as Yeast will pick up that foul. As a first miss of a three by GRC, they connected on four of their first five and lead 19-7.
And that one looked like it was going.
Here's a lob pass over the defense. Dillon got to the rim, missed it. Rebound by Warner. No call over the back. They strip the ball underneath, and it'll stay with Montgomery County. Coach Anderson and Coach Graham were both watching the physical play. And it's going to stay with the Lady Indians. Dillon, bounce pass to Oni. Oni, shot blocked by T. Yeast. Yeast comes away with it. Passes up to Miller. Miller crosses over. Got to the foul line. Pass to Green. Green tried a one-handed pass. Fundamentally, you got to catch it, collect it, get rid of it.
Yeah, just trying to get it over there a little too quickly in the deep corner. But Lady Cards had an excellent first quarter here for the first 6.5 minutes.
Up 19-7 with a minute and a half to go in this opening quarter. Montgomery County's Oni in trouble. Finds Barrier. Barrier, step back shot, 18 feet, good. She missed her first six shots against GRC. Not tonight. She's got 7. Here's Green driving in. Her runner is missed. Good defense there by Warner coming away with it. Montgomery County. Warner, left-hand dribble. Green checked her on the baseline left side. Coach Graham right in the action. We are right on the floor. Here, Goodwin with some contact there on Orison. It goes out of bounds. That'll be a turnover by Montgomery County. Hey, they're letting them play, Bobby.
Well, no question about it. It's very, very physical all the way here.
A lot of physical play, a lot of contact.
Right in front of us.
Absolutely.
We're right in the middle of it.
We are going to reach out and touch the bench over here as we're courtside. We mean that literally. Cardinal girls with a ball in a 10-point lead. Stamper check back in. Stamper, Jones, Green, McKeely Tabor back in, and T. Yeast. Yeast, backdoor cut. Got it. Baseline. Puts up the runner. Missed it. Got her own board. In traffic. That won't go. Kanaya Jones trying to control it. Out of bounds, and it will be the possession of Montgomery County. So they really letting him play and bang. Yeah. Coach High kneeling in front of his bench, and Coach Graham yet to take a seat. A
lot of contact under the offensive boards on both ends.
Montgomery County with 30 seconds on the clock in the first quarter. Cross midcourt. Barrier has it way out on the floor. Jalen Green picks her up. Barrier, pull-up shot at 15. No, we got an offensive foul. They call that foul. That will be an offensive foul on Lori Lee Orison, her second. That's a team fifth in that's six turnovers in the first quarter, Bobby.
Yeah, moving pick. I like what Hayden Barrier's done so far in the first quarter. Instead of taking it too deep, she has stopped and popped and kept her team relatively close in this one.
10-point lead for GRC. The clock rolling, 12 here in the play in the first quarter. Stamper with a ball fake. Shot at 8. She'll put it up. Missed a 15-footer out of bounds and looked to draw some contact. Couldn't do it. 4.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and Anaya Chesnut will come in and give Kennedy a little extra 30-second breather. Maybe shot a little early, and here's a baseball pass up to Dillon. 3-on-2, Dillon driving. 2 on the clock, threw up a prayer, wasn't answered, waved it off. Warner got the rebound put back, but that will not go. Coach High out to greet his girls. He's pleased with the first quarter performance. Your score at the end of one quarter of play, George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls 19, Montgomery County Lady Indians 9. More coming up in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to 3 art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me, and George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls 19-9 lead over Montgomery County. I can't stress enough. 8 fouls in that first quarter.
A lot of action. Could have been 16.
Yeah, I was going to say 8 that were called. 8 that were called. Coach Graham working them on the sideline here. GRC sends out Chesnut, Tabor, Jones, Yeast, and Stamper. Man-to-man by GRC. Half court set for Montgomery County. Haven't seen a lot of these. Montgomery County has been faced with the press, trying to work it, beating the press in transition. Reaganoni carves out space and missed the shot. Jones with a rebound, lead pass to Chesnut. At the rim, shot it short. Barrier goes flying in there, but Jones got the rebound and missed. Runner, big shot, good. Hustle play there.
From the wing, curled into the lane, put it in on the opposite side for the Deuce. Cards up 12.
Pressing in the backcourt. This has been what Montgomery County's had to do. They haven't ran a half-court set often. They've had to try to break down the GRC press. And that puts them in more of a trying to match up with numbers. It's out of bounds, and again, it'll be underneath the goal of Montgomery County. Lady Indians to get it in. GRC switching off, playing man-to-man. Dillon in trouble, floats it out. Now with a ball, Hayden Barrier. They spread the floor and Barrier near midcourt. Puts the dribble down, throws a pass to Oney. Cuts through, screen down, pop out Dillon. With Yeast flying at her, Dillon hit a 3.
Got a down back screen and she was able to come out top, get set, and nail a nice 3-point shot.
Invert the numbers, 21-12. GRC with the ball in the lead. High post pass to McKeely Tabor. Reverses on the dribble. Senior on senior there. Oney picked her up. They found Jones on a backdoor cut. She missed at the rim. Loose ball taken away by Barrier. Throws it the length of the floor. T. Yeast foils what looked to be a Dillon run out. Think she was destined to score, and TU's very aware.
Oh, she tipped it out of bounds right into Coach Graham's arms.
Possession to Montgomery County right in front of the Cardinal girls bench. Barrier has it near midcourt. GRC playing man-to-man. Barrier looks to need a high ball screen for Moni. They switch off with Tabor. Barrier crosses over. Lost her balance. A lot of dribbling. Tabor with a steal. Lead pass to Chestnut. Anaya waits for a trailer. Yeast had it, fumbled it, and she is clobbered. Two girls hit the deck, and I mean Hayden Barrier may have been the one that delivered the blow, but Dylan, her teammate, the recipient of the brunt of it.
Again, a ball fake. They got somebody in the driving lane, and there was a crash there.
Three players hit the floor hard. Cardinal girls with the ball underneath their goal. We played minute 45. Here's Tabor. Kick it out. T. Yeast. Shot left elbow. Rattled in. Came out. There's Jones again with another offensive board, but she missed at the rim. And Lady Indians with the ball. Chestnut picks up Barrier. Barrier had a turnover, and it's going to be possession two. GRC. A lot of dribbling. Trying to do it all alone, Bobby, and you can't beat the press with the dribble. You need to pass.
Well, especially when you've got an eye Chestnut right in your grill once you get over midcourt.
Barrier with 7 points in the game, but she also has three turnovers, three of the eight. And here, GRC, I mentioned turnover. Kennedy Stamper looking for somebody to flash to the wing.
Yeah.
That ghost player wasn't there.
That's one of those zig when you're supposed to zag plays, and she just tossed it out of bounds. Unforced error.
Coach High walking down the sidelines as he's talking to his girls about breaking this press. They got a press offense. They need to run it here. Barrier throws it to the middle of the floor, and there's Jones with a steal. Picked it off. Kanaya, left side to Stamper, driving in. Back to Jones. Driving. 10-footer in the paint, off the back iron. Warner with a rebound. She throws a wild pass. And it's loose ball stolen by McKeely Tabor. Tabor to Stamper. Cardinal girls with the ball in the 9-point lead, looking for more. 3-point shot there by Yeast.
Yeah, she was open on the wing, got the pass from the top, back up to a 12-point margin.
GRC just really playing well, and Montgomery County turning it over again. Chestnut, left side, looks for a cutter, no one there. Stamper has it, skip it right side. Tabor flash, didn't get it. Jones, high post. She's calling for it. Chestnut with a three. Good.
You better guard her.
Hey, and I tell you what, she was fouled in the process, but it went through. Her second three-point shot. It's unbelievable. These GRC girls are shooting 6 of 7 from three-point range. Back after this brief 30-second break.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
He's got a message to follow that one up, a place we passed on our way here.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling soon.
27-12, the George Rogers Clark girls with the lead. Montgomery County with the ball. Dangerous pass out of the timeout. They turn it over, they being Montgomery County. Chestnut goes to Jones. Split the defense. Float it up, put it in.
Well, they got the Lady Indians discombobulated on this full-court press, and that time...
Wow, and some frustration there. Reganoni just fires a baseball pass out of bounds, and that thing had some mustard and heat on it. Went right over in the Cardinal bench. Montgomery County's turned it over 13 times. GRC with three. Coming off the curl, It's Chestnut, lost it, got it back, feeds Green. Green had a hot hand, 9 in the first quarter. They cover her tightly and with good reason. Stamper looking for her, but Kennedy hands it off to Yeast. They switch through and Oney's on her. Chestnut, right of the circle, driving the paint, throws a pass. Stamper had to go down and get it. A little bit better, she could handle it. Turn it over, GRC. Montgomery County with the ball. Barrier floats it to Dillon. Dillon took her hand off of it, and they turn it over again. 14 turnovers, and Coach Dustin High just shaking his head. I mean, his team, that ball's like it's got grease on it.
Well, and GRC is causing the chaos with its stifling defense.
I like Kanaya Jones' game tonight. Oh, my goodness. Very active. Driving in, Stamper, blow by move, left-hand shot, got it at the rim.
Yeah, very, very acrobatic move down the left side there for the Deuce. Right off the outstretched fingertips of her left hand. 31-12.
Back in the backcourt, here's Oney, throws a baseball pass, and again, she's throwing them so hot. And Coach High saying, if they're going to give you the floor, dribble it up. 15 turnovers by Montgomery County.
Coach High's team a bit disoriented, to say the least.
Five different Cardinal girls have scored in this game, and four different Cardinal girls have hit three-point shots. One of them that's hit it right here is Jaylene Green. She comes off the screen, feeds T. Yeast. She's in the action. That three don't go. Rebound claimed by Oney. Reagan Oney, who's had back-to-back turnovers, this time driving in, trying to have her way at the rim. Missed a shot, got her own rebound, carves out space. Kanaya Jones put her to the floor, and she will go to the free throw line. These girls, they're not afraid to play physical basketball, nor is GRC. Jones with a foul, her first, team first, here in the quarter. 31-12, GRC leading, and Reagan Oney wasting no time. Just throws that shot up there. She missed the free throw. Another one to follow.
Well, she did what she wants to do the best. Bore that thing to the basket and has missed the first over two free throws.
Second one is good. Oney shoots 65% on the season. Throw it in the front court. Set the Cardinal girls lineup. Goodwin's checked in along with Tabor, Miller, Stamper, and Green. Kennedy Stamper, right wing. Drives it baseline, now crosses over with the left. Pick and roll, Tabor got it. Feeds Miller in the paint, put up the shot in the 5'10". Dillon blocked it as Miller had it down in the paint, took it right to her. Coach Graham saying, put it up strong.
Yeah, well, either that or ball fake and then go.
Inbound pass, Tabor has it. Bounce pass to Miller between the circles, left side to Goodwin. Leave it baseline, man-to-man by Montgomery County. Green going one-on-one, feeds Tabor. McKeely nearly traveled, but GRC with a lot of perimeter passing. Stamper, spot up three, good. She's in double figures in this game with 10 points.
Nobody within 6 feet of her on that shot from the top.
Montgomery County walking it up. GRC on top, 34-13. 34-13, 2:20 to play in the first half. Barriers picked up her dribble. Goodwin just took it away from her. Goodwin, bump from behind, a late whistle, but a proper one as Oney will get the foul. And Barriers had five turnovers, and Montgomery County's turned it over 16 times.
Yeah, Barrier needs a little help, though.
Absolutely.
She can't do it all. And
absolutely. And the turnovers, I mean, this press is responsible for a lot of it.
Most of it.
Stamper between the leg dribble, try to go one-on-one, pull up 12-footer, missed it. Tabor kept it alive. Battle for the rebound. Two players hit the floor. Miller engaged down on the floor along with a 5'11 Bailey Warner, and possession will keep it with the Cardinal girls. 2 minutes to go before halftime. GRC up 30-13. Inbound pass. Miller passed up a baseline jumper, gives it to Stamper. She gets in there with a ball fake, drew a double team, and spacing not real good, and Cards turn it over. Possession back to Montgomery County. Montgomery County with one basket in this second quarter. One basket in a little over 6 minutes.
And haven't had that many shots.
You got that right.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Warner, top of the key, pushes it over to Barrier, drop it baseline. Dillon catch and shoot three, missed it. Stamper runs it down for the Cardinal girl. Comes out in a hurry, throws a lead pass. Green caught it to Miller. Miller driving. Stamper trailed. Passed up the shot. Set Green for the wing three. Missed it badly. 7 of 10 for three-point shooting for GRC. You're going to have a miss every once in a while.
Shot it in rhythm, though.
It sure did. Driving as Dillon got to the rim. Miller with a block shot. She offered some baseline help. But hacked down, and Annette will pick up the foul. Her first, team second. Stops the clock with a minute 15 to play here in the first half of basketball. Allie Dillon at the free throw line. Four-year starter. She missed the free throw. Dillon with 3 points in this game. A lot of experience on mixed with youth for Montgomery County, but the players they've got, they've played varsity ball.
They've played a lot, but they just don't have their full complement.
Dillon makes the second free throw. A different season for her this year, 5.5 points per game. She was a double-digit scorer last year. Good one. Picks up the dribble. Right side. Drop it on the blocks. Jones tries to carve out space. Spinning, shooting, up and under, didn't go. Coming away with a rebound, Faust. Faust crosses over, Green on her hip. Faust nearly traveled. Left of the lane, handed off barrier, 15-footer. Missed it. Orison thought she had the rebound, but Jalen Goodwin has it. Coach Graham wanting to see if the call is made, and it is. It will be a foul on Faust, her first. That's a team third here in the quarter.
We're inside the final 50 seconds. The Cards up 34-14, just having their way in this first half.
One basket and 5 points total in the quarter for Montgomery County. Chestnut crosses over on the dribble, handed off to Green. Green, pull up 15-footer. That one's missed. Claimed on the rebound is Oney, their best rebounder at 5'7". She angles off to the right side of the floor, keeps it there, drives it in, and we've got a whistle and a foul called prior to, and we've seen more contact than that, but that foul will be on Goodwin. Hand checking, her first, team third. Team fouls even at three each.
If Oney gets you on her hip, she's going strong to the basket.
20-point lead for the Cardinal girls. 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Lob it out to Barrier. Pulls it out. Pulls Chestnut with her. Anaya calling switch. Goodwin comes out as Barrier launched the three. Missed his shot. We've got a... They say it hit the tether strap, so it'll be possession to GRC. Coach Graham using his substitution pattern quickly here. Brings Goodwin out. Put a little offense in there with Stamper. Jalen gives good minutes. Little Goodwin.
Absolutely.
Chestnut walks it up. Clock at 18. Between the circle dribbling. Now at 16. Yeast on the blocks. Jones offers a screen. They go to Green. Jalen Green needs to get rid of it. Chestnut has it. Clock at 7. Driving in. She's pushed out of bounds. Reagan Oney's going to pick up a foul. Not one you actually, if you're Coach High, you want.
Yeah, had her pinned to the baseline, going strong, and just got that knee into her, and Clayton Brooks there to make the call.
Almost 6 seconds to go. Cardinals will have the ball underneath the goal. Tabor, Yeast, Jones, Chestnut, and to throw it inbounds, it's Stamper. Cardinal girls up 20. Jones with it. 3 seconds. Goes in. Put it up. Put it in.
Uncontested.
Split the defense.
Yeah, all the way to the basket. It was like an Olay defense here to end the half. Cards up mighty.
36-14 is the halftime score as the GRC girls head to the locker room being congratulated by their coaching staff. Bobby and I will take a two-minute timeout. We'll step away for 2 minutes. When we come back, we'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary. All that coming up on your home for GRC Sports, WWKY. Cardinal girls up 36-14. Back in 2 minutes.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary C. Brooks Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Back here at Montgomery County High School at halftime with the George Rogers Clark girls leading mightily 36-14. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me as we've got a doubleheader. Boys game will follow. We've got more basketball coming up tomorrow, but we'll save that for the last segment of this halftime show. 36-14, Cardinal girls lead here at the halftime break. At the end of the first quarter, it was 19-9 for GRC. They go on and they hold Montgomery County to put only one basket in the second quarter, a total of 5 points in the quarter. Bobby, you said an 8-0 run, it stopped it. But, boy, they went large chunks without getting points, and they didn't have a whole lot of shots, Montgomery County.
Well, that's exactly right. They really, really had trouble breaking through GRC's frenetic full-court pressure to get down to their end. And then when they did get down there, they were a little bit helter-skelter in trying to get off a good shot. But if they got 8 to 10 shots at the basket in that second quarter in total, I will be surprised. And yet, on the other hand, opportunistic Lady Cards, with that defense just stifling, was able to take it to their offensive end and really, really get a bunch of shots. They missed a bunch of shots pretty close to the basket, but irrespective of that, have carved out a commanding 36-14 lead here at intermission, due in part to excellent three-point shooting and great defense.
Yeah, and as far as looking at the condition of this GRC girls team, Coach Graham played eight girls. Hey, and it was turn up the defense, turn up the volume. They were all over the floor.
All over the floor, and every minute he had another wave coming in, it seemed like. And that being the case, unless you've really got the skilled ball handlers out there and a good game plan and execute it, you're going to be disrupted, and they were very disruptive in the first half and have set the tone here in the early stages for a comfortable lead at halftime.
Looking at some of the team numbers in this first half, we'll run through them here for you. The George Rogers Cardinal girls team, 7 of 10 from three-point range. They made their first 5 three-point shots. 7 of 10 three-point shooting, Montgomery County 2 for 4. Turnovers in the game, 5 committed by GRC in the first half, 16 turnovers committed by Montgomery County. Second chance scoring, 9-0 edge for the Cardinal girls. Fast break scoring, it's an 11-2 edge for the GRC girls. At the free throw line, the Cardinal girls go 1 of 3. Montgomery County, they shot 4 of 6 at the free throw line. So 20 of the Cardinal girls' 36 points either off of fast breaks or second chance scoring. We've got individual numbers. We'll bring those to you after this break. Again, halftime score of the girls' game, George Rogers Clark 36, Montgomery County 14. More to come in 2 minutes.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY. your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact LocalDigitalKY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's sale. Incredible New Year's savings. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's sale at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
Halftime score here, the girls' game, it's 36-14. George Rogers Clark leading Montgomery County. Looking at some of the individual numbers for Montgomery County, 7 points scored by Hayden Barrier, all those in the first quarter, 4 points for Allie Dillon, 2 points for Bailey Warner at the foul line, Reagan Oney, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. You also had Laura Lee Orison and Sophie Faust that both played but failed to score. For the George Roger Clark Cardinal girls team, Kennedy Stamper with 10 points, 5 in each quarter. She also has blocked 2 shots, come away with 3 steals in her first half of play. Also in scoring, 9 points for Jaylene Green. She got all of hers in the first quarter of play. And Kanaya Jones with 8 points, working on a double-double here at halftime, leading the team in rebounding. 7 rebounds, 4 on the offensive glass. Other scoring for GRC. You've got 6 points for Anaya Chestnut on a pair of threes. She has been responsible for guarding Hayden Barrier in the man-to-man. Other scoring for the Cardinal girls, 3 points for T. Yeast, coming off a big game against Montgomery County the last time out. And other players, Jalen Goodwin, McKeely Tabor, Annette Miller all played but failed to score. But Bobby, boy, they have turned them over and scoring at a rapid pace.
That's what you call heat.
Yeah, they bring in the heat.
Bringing the heat from the get-go, and it has definitely bothered the Lady Indians. Hayden Barrier, when she's been able to keep that ball under control, has been a nice offensive force for them. But in the second half, Anaya and company shut her down. She had to give it up, and as a result, created a whole bunch of turnovers.
Sure did, and 16 in the first half for Montgomery County. We'll see how the second half plays out. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. Step aside for our final 30-second break. Second half play coming your way right after this brief message.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
Well, we've had a uniform and a number change. Reagan Oney with blood on the jersey, and she is going to be wearing number 5 this half. So, Cardinal girls send out Stamper, Jones, Tabor, Yeast, and Anaya Chestnut.
Does that surprise you a bit?
Oh, they? Yeah, she. Like I said, she's All-State softball player. She signed to play softball. She's a catcher. Looking forward to that senior season, I'm sure. had home runs, one of the top home run hitters in the state. She has the ball, she being Reaganoni. Montgomery County with the ball, GRC going man-to-man. Chestnut all over Rouse, can't get the ball, driving in. Oney throws up a shot, blocked there by Jones. Here comes Stanford. Fires a pass over to Tabor. McKeeley looks into the paint. Nothing there. Got to the foul line. Left side of the lane with it now is Stamper. Lays down a right-hand dribble and coming out on her, Sophie Fausch. Freshman on freshman there. Stamper still dribbling. Leave it high post for T. Yeast. Yeast looks down inside, calling for its Tabor. Instead, she goes to Stamper. Screen down, pop out Chestnut. Oh. Spot up three, off the front of the rim. Yeast flying in there, got the rebound, kept it alive, kick it out. 15-footer not there. Jones, put it up, put it in.
Weak side board, third time's a charm. Card strike first, 38-14.
Kaniah Jones in double figures, got 10. Kept alive by T. Yeast on the offensive glass. Here comes a Cardinal press. Montgomery County with Oney in the backcourt. 10 seconds, and that's going to be 10. They were a little too deliberate. 17 turnovers in the ball game committed by Montgomery County. Coach High kneeling in front of his bench, and what do? I mean, you try to beat the press with the pass, but they just dribbled it up.
Yeah, they tried to measure it coming up that time, but took a little bit too long.
Cardinal girls with a ball, man-to-man by Montgomery County. Yeast has it off the Stamper handoff. Pick and roll. Jones got it. Yeast with the assist. Jones with a bucket.
Well, that's as old a play as you'll ever see.
Pick and roll. It's timeless, and it works beautifully. Montgomery County will have the ball at midcourt. 40-14, GRC leading, minute and a half deep here in the third quarter. Barrier with Chestnut on her. Anaya's had a tough job, but she's done it well. Anaya right on top on Barrier. Coach Graham wanting Chestnut to get the five-second call. Barrier at the foul line. Runs into a double team. Got it right of the lane. Floats it out. Dillon's not there. Loose ball. Yeast has her legs taken out from under her by Oney, and it's going to be possession to Montgomery County. And oh. Four players on the floor, six left standing. It's going to be possession to Montgomery County.
Montgomery got the benefit of a good call there.
No doubt, man. Yeah. She just took her out. Yeah. Just dived for the ball and took her out from behind. With the ball, Warner has it. Stamper knocked it away. Tabor goes to the floor, and she's going to be fouled from behind. Sophie Fausch picks up number four. That'll be the first here in the third quarter.
Sophie wearing her emotions on her sleeve through the first half of this ball game, and she's going to take a break here. Didn't think she committed the foul, but official saw it differently.
Stamper with the ball. Orison checks in for Fausch as Stamper looks for a screen. Instead, she keeps the dribble alive. Barrier looking over her shoulder. T. Yeast has it. Top of the key. Pulls it out and brings Dillon with her. Fires it to Stamper right of the circle. Jones with a screen. Didn't get it on the pick and roll. Post on the block. Stamper looking in there. But still, now Kennedy lays down the right-hand dribble. They switch off. They've got Warner on her, the taller player. Stamper's bank shot off the dribble missed. There's Jones with a rebound follow. She stripped as she spins and tried to put it up in traffic. And that foul is going to be on Oney. That will be her fourth. Team second, and Kaniah Jones will be at the free throw line to shoot two. She's got 12 points, 9 rebounds.
You can say that Oney's got a nose for the ball. She's always where the ball is and very, very aggressive, but got called for the foul on that one.
Kaniah Jones misses the free throw. She's 0 for 3 at the free throw line. About the only thing she hasn't done well in this game is shoot free throws, but she makes the second one. And GRC in this ball game, 12 points in second chance scoring compared to zero for Montgomery County. Barrier and Chestnut going after the loose ball, and Chestnut turned her over.
She just tracked her, had her going down the baseline there, trying to get across midcourt and deflected it away from her off of her leg out of bounds. Great defensive motion and action by Anaya.
Zone defense by Montgomery County. Jones leaves a bounce pass. Spacing not good. Tabor kept it alive. Batted out of bounds, and it will stay with GRC. And the Cardinal girls really not spacing the floor well, and Montgomery County playing a zone on the inbound play.
One of the few times they haven't spaced it well, though.
Lob pass into Yee, straight away to Chestnut. She locks up a three, shot it too hard. There's another offensive board by Kanaya Jones. She's got seven tonight, owning the backboards on the offensive glass.
You know, when you plant yourself underneath that goal, sometimes that ball's going to come to you, and she's been the recipient of a bunch of those due to good hard work.
She's got a motor that's not stopping tonight.
Except on
yeah, she's... She's one for five at the free throw line. Another one coming. Yeast, Tabor, Stamper, Chestnut, and at the line, Kanaya Jones. She missed them both. Loose ball. Jones got a steal. Saved it into Stamper. In the lane, put up the shot and draws the foul.
I mean, if you miss free throws, then go get the ball back. And that's exactly what she did. As you said, a motor that won't stop.
Coach Graham talking to Kanaya said, you got to make these free throws, young lady.
Well, get them out of her system in this game.
Kennedy Stamper at the line. She rolls her free throw in. Stamper with 11 points in the game, and the second chance scoring continues for GRC. Stamper, another free throw, made them both. She has 12 in the game.
29-point advantage for the Lady Cards. 4:50 left in the third.
43-14. Barrier driving in all the way down. Left-hand shot. Not there. And another rebound by Jones. Long pass to Stamper. At the rim. Wow. Got it in over the taller Dillon.
Yeah, but used that body perfectly on that one to get it. 45-14, Lady Cards.
So 4.5 to play here in the third quarter. Timeout called as we will take a break. We'll be back. More to come after this one-minute break on WWKY.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
We appreciate that Chamber of Commerce and all of our sponsors allow us to bring you GRC Sports. Cardinal girls leading 45-14, 4.5 to go here in this third quarter, Bobby, and Montgomery County without points in these 3.5 minutes, but you say it stretches back further.
Right. They've scored 2 points in the last 10.5 minutes of this game, and as a result, find themselves down 31 here at the 4:35 mark of the third, down 45-14, so...
And that can be, boy, that can be demoralizing.
Oh,
that, that could just cut your heart out. Sure. Here's a pass into the front court. Montgomery County breaks the press. GRC with Chestnut, Tabor, Yeast, Jones, and Stamper. Barrier left to the lane. Leaves it for Oney. Oney driving in, put up the shot. McKeely Tabor will draw the foul, and Tabor picks up her first foul. She is GRC's answer to the physical play. She's one that doesn't care to mix it up and be a little edgy.
That is so true.
And here's one at the line, Reagan Oney, that plays that kind of game. She is now one of, I think that two of three at the foul line. McKeely Tabor comes out. Jaylene Green goes in for the Cardinal girls. Oney's second free throw good. These free throws, the only points they've got in the third. Green got the basketball, attacked the rim and put it in. Boy, that's instant offense. Fresh off the bench, Bobby, just add water. Well, mix and stir. She's there.
Well, not only that, that's after a made free throw.
Yes.
Just getting it down the court, getting the foul from Orison, and having a chance for the three-pointer.
Just really hustling down the floor. Green's free throw, good, makes it a three-point play. Fantastic gain. 12 in the game for Green. Cardinal girls with a 31-point lead. Driving in Barrier, 10-footer, stop and pop, she hit it.
Every time she's done that tonight, she's been successful.
GRC in transition, now front court with the ball. Stamper shoots and hits a three. She trailed the play, got the pass from Chestnut, guard to guard and hit a three.
How about a 33-point lead here just inside the midway mark of the third.
Jalen Green reaching in, that's her first. That's a team second in this quarter. Chestnut coming out.
Will earn
Miller break. Checks in. Inbound pass and Jalen Green.
Stop reaching.
And I don't know how she doesn't think that's a foul. She's hanging on her back. So Green gets another foul. Barrier with the ball now. Pulling it out between the circle. Stop and pop three by Barrier. Yeah. Went down and came in. It came out and it went back down.
But she stopped and popped.
Stamper hands it off to Miller. Back to Stamper. Shoots the three. Didn't get it. Weak side rebound taken there by Barrier. Comes out on the dribble in a hurry. Green playing with three fouls, but right on her hip. Driving in, Barrier put it up and in. She's a warrior. I mean, she'll give it all.
Well, a tremendous play by Barrier from stem to stern on that one.
Yeast goes all the way on the baseline. They say she stepped on the inline. First turnover by the Cards here in the third quarter, and the fans starting to yell out, do you have any subs? Do you have any subs? Coach Graham's played nine players in this game, eight or nine. Oney driving through, splits the defense, fires a pass to Warner. Her three-point shot missed everything. Comes up. Barrier will take a 30-footer. That one hit the front of the rim, and it goes out of bounds. It will be possession to GRC. Cardinal girls get the ball up 51-23.
Barrier a little too cavalier on that shot. She was out there about 26 feet and just decided to let it go. And her two previous buckets were hard-earned and well-deserved.
Yeast will bring it up. Jalen Goodwin checks in for Kennedy Stamper. Yeast drives it to the right side. Got a step on Dillon. Throws a pass that Goodwin has. Straight away to Green. Her three-point shot off the back iron. Followed her own miss. She's got it. Left to the lane. Throws up a runner and got it. Prayer was issued and answered.
How did that son of a gun crawl up over the rim from that angle?
So tough. She shot that one left side on the run. Green is going to be drawing the charge. Oney picks up the charge. That is her fifth. She will foul out. And that's going to be all for her, I do believe. 21 turnovers in the game by Montgomery County and the Cardinal girls with a 30-point lead. And Oney has fouled out. Here's T. Yeast. Hands it off to Jalen Goodwin. Goodwin with 2 minutes to play in the third. Picks up the dribble. Needs help. Backdoor cut. Yeast got it. Left-hand shot on the move. Missed it. Barrier with a rebound. Numbers aren't there. She's going to stop and pop a three and banked it in. Don't know that it was intended, but that was the result.
Got the bucket.
Quickly the other way. Yeast right side to Miller. Miller bounce pass to Jones. Got it deep. Blocked by Warner. Taken away by Yeast. Put it up. Put it in.
Strong rebound that time in traffic.
Cardinal girls scoring on second chance plays. They are owning the offensive glass. Minute and a half to play. Here's Green. She got a steal. Three on two. Green to Yeast. And threw it in traffic. Tried to keep it alive. They go to the floor. Three are on the floor. And we've got a jump ball as one of the girls down on the bottom of that pile was Jalen Green. It'll stay with the Cardinal girls underneath their goal. Keely Tabor in, and Kanaya Jones gets a breather. Boy, I tell you what, she's been a warrior. 13 points, 13 boards, man. She got seven of them off the offensive glass.
Double-double heaven.
Sure is. Floated out. Cardinal girls with a ball, perimeter passing. Green passed up a three to find a streaking Miller who missed at the rim. Tabor and Faust tie it up, and it'll be possession to Montgomery County. T. Yeast gets a breather. Anaya Chestnut checks in. And the press stays on. 55-26. Cardinal girls leading. Minute 7 to go here in the third. Dillon in barrier. Play catch. Here's a near steal by Chestnut. Back to barrier. Left side of the floor. Got to the elbow. Floats it over. Bounce pass into the paints. Faust's shot blocked by Tabor. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Montgomery County on their underneath their goal. 55-26, GRC leading. Montgomery County with a ball underneath their basket. 52 seconds to play. Lead pass in there to Warner. Missed at the rim. Had a good look in the paint and missed it. Tabor with defense and the ball. Throws it to Chestnut. Chestnut lead it over to Green with a ball fake left of the lane. Chestnut steps out, shoots the three. Didn't get it. Miller flying in from nowhere and put it up and in.
Came from the opposite side of the shot. Gathered the ball, stroked it in. Cards back up 31.
This offensive rebounding, it's unreal. They are just owning these backboards. Dillon has it for Montgomery County. Clock is at 15, and they took 10 seconds, and it's going to be a turnover again. It'll go back to the Cardinal girls at midcourt. GRC up 31. They've led by as many as what, Bob? 34?
33.
Clock at 13. Right of the circle is Green. Left-hand dribble. Got space. Creates a shot for Jalen Goodwin, who wants in it. Didn't get it. Another offensive rebound. They set Green, who hits a three. Wow, and the horn sounds. Second chance scoring is just unbelievable.
34-point lead here as we begin the fourth quarter. Lady Cards getting it done.
8 points in the third quarter for Jalen Green in a reserve role. 60-26, the score. Cardinal girls leading, fourth and final quarter. Coming your way in 1 minute here on WWKY.
This is Dr. Barry Williams, licensed pediatrician and director for Sterling Healthcare's school-based health program, serving more than 11,000 students and staff members in schools throughout Montgomery, Powell, Bourbon, and Nicholas counties. Along with coordinator Casey Razor and our team of talented professionals, we are honored to work alongside educators and school staff in these schools to provide added peace of mind about your child's well-being at school. Sterling Healthcare, we're here and at school for your family.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
60-26. Cardinal girls leading Montgomery County in here with the fourth quarter coming up. GRC in the ball game. They've only turned it over six times, Bobby. They've scored 23 points in second chance scoring. They've scored 16 points in transition fast break buckets. So you add that up, man, 39 of their 60 in that fashion.
Well, they have owned it both ways, offensively, defensively. They've had...
Yes, sir, good point.
Well, one young lady has not made her free throws, but she's got a double-double beside that, so no harm, no foul, right?
17 points for Jalen Green off the bench.
Played tremendously well.
17 for Kennedy Stamper, who has the ball now. Drives it right side. Blow by move. Missed at the rim. Miller put it up and in. Boy, she's quick as a cat.
Could you call that a pass across the top of the rim? She shot it too strong but got it home on the backside with the rebound.
Montgomery County, nothing easy for them as Faust is on the floor. And GRC, they just tie her up for the jump ball. Sophie Faust succumbing to the pressure of the GRC team. Coach High.
And there goes your clock.
Kneeling in front of his bench, and the running clock is in action. Just invert the numbers. 62-26. Dillon to throw it in bounds. Gets it to Barrier. Barrier left of the circle. Anaya Chestnut on her. Barrier pulls up. Shot it way short. Jalen Green with a rebound. Cards want to run. Stamper at the rim. Put it up. Put it in.
Just outran the defense after she got that rebound, kicked it out.
19 points in the game for Kennedy Stamper. She's also blocked two shots and made four steals in the process. Barrier angles off to the right side. Chestnut with her, and Anaya just pokes the ball out of bounds. It will not stop the clock because it's a rolling clock right now. Approaching 6.5 minutes to play in this GRC blowout. Driving left to the lane. Warner puts a shot up. Tabor got the rebound and missed for the Cards. Miller wants to run. Annette Miller at the paint. Bounce pass left and Barrier with the steal. Barrier on a run out all alone. She'll bank it up and put it in.
A rare turnover unforced.
Green with a spot up three. She missed it. That's a rare miss for her. Dillon with the ball. Comes in the front court. Crosses over. Got in the paint. Missed it. Here's taken away. And Green ahead to Stamper. Stamper now with 21.
Two on zero. 66-28 inside the final 6 minutes.
Hayden Barrier will bring the ball up. She's got 19 in the game for Montgomery County, 19 of their 28. 66-28, Cardinal girls leading. Approaching 5.5 to play in this game. GRC staying man-to-man. Orison has it. One dribble, didn't go anywhere. Barrier moving without the ball, shoots a mid-range jumper that's missed, but a rebound put up and in there by Bailey Warner.
Warner with the good rebounding position.
Here Green beat him back down the floor. Two passes and 2 points. As Jalen Green puts in the runner at the rim. As we've got, we're just going to keep the clock rolling. And GRC is going to put some subs in. Bobby, you got a message to read for us here?
We do. We passed this place on the way to the venue here tonight. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 and Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
Cardinal girls have Emma Cecil on the floor along with Kylie Stakeland, Kylie Chestnut. Also in there, Maddie Settles. Good to see her on the floor, and Jalen Goodwin. Barrier drives in, bank shot, put it up and in. She's got 21 in the game. Stakeland comes into the front court. They don't pick her up. She goes to Goodwin. Jalen, spot up three, missed it. Fight for the rebound, coming away with it. Dillon for Montgomery County. Angles off to the right, crosses over, got in deep, throws up the shot, and a foul called as the clock continues to roll. That foul will be on Kylie Chestnut, her first, team first here in the fourth. Dillon at the line, her free throw, good. She is now 2 of 3 at the foul line. A lady that averaged, a player for Montgomery County, averaged in double figures the last couple of years, only 5.5 on her scoring average this year. She's tall and well-conditioned, got a good shot, maybe fulfilling some other roles. She comes out and they bring in Alexis White, so they stay big. White 6 feet tall, actually an inch taller than Dillon. Open shot, three-pointer. Went in, came out. Settles pulled the trigger on that. Driving in, they feed Maddie again. She'll try this one and hit it. First you don't succeed, right, Bobby?
She can nail them. She got them out of a tough
slump at one time,
did last year. She sure did.
Deep on the right corner. Montgomery County tied up with a ball, and Reagan Mays has it deflected out of bounds off her. Turnover by the Lady Indians. 24 turnovers. Settles, right wing, hit that three earlier. They step out on her. Kylie Chestnut drops it baseline and cuts through. Stakeland had a shot, passed it up. Now with it, driving in, Cecil off the runner, missed it. High off the backboard, coming away with it, Montgomery County. Here comes Bailey Warner, 5'11 freshman. Throw it in the front court. Deep in the right corner. Goodwin then picks up. Mays on the dribble. Mays takes it all the way over to the left side. Picked it up. Throw it out on top. Now with it, Parker and Ralph. Dunn will shoot a three. That three is woefully short. It's Montgomery County shooting 4 of 10 from 3 points. Kylie Chestnut has it. She'll walk it up. Keeps the left-hand dribble going. Goodwin. They clear it out, and they let her go. Chestnut one-on-one. Missed a shot at the rim, but they just cleared it out. She's talented enough to go one-on-one.
She's an eighth grader who can play.
Bell is on Dunn. That's her first. Team first of this quarter. Chestnut at the line. She missed a free throw. She's got another one coming. 3:06 to go in this game. It's been all GRC. They doubled them up the last time they played. It was 68-34 as Kylie Chestnut missed both free throws, but there's Jalen Goodwin. Sets Chestnut. She'll fire a three off the back iron. Goodwin kept it alive and got a rebound again. Shortest player on the floor. Goes deep in the right corner with the ball. Chestnut, left-hand runner, got it. Bobby, these girls are determined.
They are determined. And, you know, when she missed that shot to the basket, she was going for her, to her right side. So that, she made that one with the left.
Skip pass to the right side, broken up by Stakeland, but picked up by Warner, who powers her way to the basket, scores, and draws the foul. Stakeland will pick up that foul, her first. Team second, 2.5 minutes to go here at Montgomery County High School. Cardinal girls will move now to 16-1 with this victory tonight as Warner makes the free throw. They will have won 6 in a row.
Invert the numbers.
Yep, there you go. 73-37, I believe that's happened 4 times. Here's a bank shot missed by Cecil, but the rebounded by Stakeland. Her follow won't go. Dunn's got it for Montgomery County. Warner, in traffic, dribbles it through her legs, drives to the basket, checked there by Stakeland, fadeaway 10-footer, missed it, rebounded by Chestnut, throws a lead pass to Goodwin, Goodwin, a lot of contact, frees herself, bounce pass across the lane, shot missed at the rim, Goodwin drew the defense, created the nice pass.
Great job, just didn't get the bucket.
Mays gives it over deep in the right corner to Warner. Warner driving in, stripped by Stakeland, and two free throws coming. That foul will be the second on Stakeland, the third on the GRC team. There's a minute 40 to go in the game, and it will put Warner at the line, who has made 3 of 3 in the free throw category, now 4 of 4 as she makes this one. Coming in for GRC, you got Jody Balsler in and Leah Howard, and pretty much if you rode the bus,
they got in tonight.
In the game.
Got in tonight. That's right.
Free throw made again by Warner. She makes both free throws. Minute and a half to play. Cardinal girls settles. Stop and go move with the runner. Missed it. Had a nice little move. She went in there with traffic. Hit. Took some contact, and she's been out with an injury, but retreats back in good shape.
Well, didn't quite use the backboard strongly enough on that one, and it peeled out on her.
Cecil with some tight defense, and there's a deflection by Settles. It goes to our radio
compadres.
Co-hosts over there, Sister Station MST, and they're giving a good laugh at it. They got in the action. They got the basketball. We had players flying it up.
Yeah, we had them coming at us. So we
turnover by Montgomery County. They've had 25 turnovers in this game. Settles, walks it up, finds Chestnut. She shoots a three. Boy, you talk about a soft rim. She got the bounce.
Sure did at the 42nd mark, 76-39.
Dribble around and run the weave, that being Montgomery County. Wow, and Settles sneaking to pick the pocket, and They're going to call the foul on her. And this will not be a season high. I was looking to see. They scored 81 down in Greenville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And they scored 80 against Frederick Douglass. So this 76 will not be, but who knows? In a foot race, shot put up at the rim, not there. Settles will just cradle the rebound and miss, and that'll do it. Game over. Cardinal girls win in a mighty way. A strong 76-39 defeat of the Montgomery County Lady Indians. So GRC picks up the win. They go to 16-1. Montgomery County, they go to 10-6. Cardinal girls now have won six in a row. Montgomery County right now on a little bit of a skid. They have dropped their last three. Bobby and I will take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Game scoring, post-game show, stats and summary, all headed your way on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Country Time Motors is the home of great cars, SUVs, and trucks. For the past 2 years in a row, Country Time Motors was voted the best car dealer in Clark County in the Winchester Sun Reader's Choice Awards. It's good to have a friend in the car business. See Larry Oldham and the crew at Country Time Motors. Experience the Country Time way for yourself. Country Time Motors, off the Maple Expressway, exit 96 off I-64.
Well, the Cardinal girls win their sixth in a row, and they push their record to 16-1 here with a very impressive 76-39 win over Montgomery County, a game that was offense and defense, offensively crashing the boards. I don't know that I've ever had a game where there's 37 points in second-chance scoring, and that's what GRC was able to do in this one. Some of the other numbers, 20 points on fast break transition buckets. So, Bobby, when you look at those kind of numbers, you get 57 points. Like you said, it's offense and defense both ways.
Oh, yeah, they had control of the game both ways, and as a result, a margin of lead that was up as many as 39 points and a running clock. And you wouldn't suspect it in a rivalry game, but the GRC Lady Cards on point tonight and certainly didn't hold back.
Yeah, they really shot the ball well. They were 7 of 10 in three-point shooting in the first half. They end up going 11 of 24 from behind the arc. And six players, make that five players hit three-point shots in this game. So we spread the wealth, Bobby.
They did. And as long as they're getting the ball off the board and pushing it, they had a number of uncontested shots, 2-on-0, 3-on-1, and some of those after made free throws. So they were ready to go tonight.
Played hard. They ran the floor well. And looking at some of the team numbers here, as George Rogers Clark wins again over Montgomery County, 76-39 in girls action. The GRC girls go 11 of 24 from behind the arc, shooting three-pointers. Montgomery County, 4 of 10. Turnovers in the game, 7 committed by GRC, only 2 in the second half. 26 turnovers committed by Montgomery County. It was a 37-2 edge in second chance scoring for GRC. It was a 20-4 edge for GRC in transition fast break scoring. Cardinal girls only went 5 of 12 at the free throw line, while Montgomery County, they shot very well, 11 of 13. Looking at the individual scoring for the Lady Indians, whose record now goes to 10-6, 21 points in the game for Hayden Barrier. You had 9 points scored by Bailey Warner, 6 points for Allie Dillon, 3 points for Reagan Oney before fouling out, and then a host of other Lady Indian players played but failed to score. For the Cardinals at GRC, 21 points in the game by Kennedy Stamper, and blocked 3 shots, 2 of those in the first half. Came up with numerous steals. Last count we had was 4 steals for Stamper in this game as well. 19 points for Jaylene Green. Bobby, and you talk about stepping up. When you had Sierra go down, she's picked up the scoring load, at least in this game and the last game.
Well, she has indeed, and that's what Coach Graham was looking for. He knows he's got talent on that bench, and the ranks may just be one player less as far as being able to enter the game, but they didn't miss a lick tonight.
And other scoring for the Cardinal girls, double-double. Kanaya Jones, 13 points, 13 rebounds. She got 8 of those on the offensive glass. Just a warrior tonight. Other scoring for GRC, 6 points on a pair of 3-point shots by Anaya Chestnut. You had some other scoring in the game. You had Annette Miller in the game with 4 points. And other scoring for GRC, 5 points each for T. Yeast and also Kylie Chestnut. So the Cardinal girls pick up the win here, and we're going to talk with the winning coach, head coach Robbie Graham here. And Coach Graham, in this ball game tonight, you know, you girls came ready to play. I don't know that I've ever had a game where you outscore a team 37-2 in second chance scoring. That's the offensive board side of things. The defensive side of things, you get 26 turnovers, you turn it into 20 points.
That's the, you know, the focus has been, you know, with Out Sierra, we're going to be a little undersized, so we got a team rebound. We got to have all 5 players trying to get rebounds. We told everybody, try to get 5 a game. You know, we want offensively, defensively combination. If everybody tries to get 5 a game, that'll make up the difference. And, you know, we're doing a much better job on the offensive glass. We still miss some layups when we get the offensive rebound, but we're at least we're getting a rebound and getting another possession. And, you know, turnovers, you know, we want the pressure. You know, we're going to continue to do that. That's, you know, that's what we hang our hat on. And we try to create some turnovers, get some easy baskets. You know, the girls were ready to play. I mean, they were focused tonight, sharp. We had a great walkthrough today. You know, they were very sharp. Had good practice yesterday. So I felt really good about coming over here tonight, and I knew they would play well just based on our prep for the game.
Head coach Robbie Graham, his girls with a win tonight. They moved to 16-1, and they've won now 6 in a row. Coach, if you look at this tape, you can use it as a tutorial for younger players. Kanaya Jones, this is what happens when you move without the ball. 13 points, 13 rebounds, 8 on the offensive glass. Very active player.
Absolutely, extremely active. Just got to get her. She's been shooting free throws really good up until tonight. What the heck happened? She missed that last one. I was about to get on her a little bit, but she made a heck of a play, got a rebound, and got an N1 there, so made up for it. Movement, ball movement, player movement. You can't stand and be a statue. Talk about it all the time. Especially now, you know, our game has changed a little bit. We weren't able to completely overhaul our offense, but we've been slowly changing some things. You know, we're going to attack the basket. We got to throw it inside because that's the name of the game. But, you know, our focus won't be as much as it was with Sierra in there. So we definitely changed some things, moving things around. But, you know, I love our team. You know, there's no fight. I mean, no quit. There's always fight. You know, they get along great. They play well, you know, play for each other. It's just a fun group, I tell you.
Yeah, and it's a heartbreaking loss when you lose one of the top, arguably the top 3 or 4 players in the state. But we said, of course, it's very cliche, next person up, and Jaylene Green, the last 2 games has picked up that scoring. Got you 19 tonight, hit double figures with 12 the last time.
Yeah, she definitely has stepped up. And, you know, we've been tough on JG, you know, trying to get her to, you know, there's 2 ends of the floor. Because at times she'll play like her hair's on fire on offense and defense. Sometimes she wants to fall asleep. So we've been really focusing her about guarding, about playing defense and rebounding. And she's doing a much better job with that. So it's good to see. It's good to see. And, you know, we tell them we all got to be ready. You know, we're not going to place, you know, a play like that with just one or two. It's going to take a team effort. You know, one thing that I tell everybody, you know, there ain't no lay down and quitting.
No,
that's you know, we got to be, you know, things happen and we hate for it to happen, but, you know, we're going to show up and we're going to fight our tails off.
And they run the floor as evident by 26 turnovers, and they turned it into 20 points. Coach Graham's in here with us. His point guard, 21 points, and she blocked three shots tonight. So, hey, Coach, appreciate you stopping by. We're going to see you tomorrow. You got a big day of basketball tomorrow. When are you getting there?
Tomorrow we have a JV game at 10:30, so I'll be there. I'll have my tent up early and
all day long.
Plan on being all day, but wouldn't want to be anywhere else. So,
I know,
you know,
man.
So.
Riding a six-game winning streak. It's we hope it's infectious, okay?
Yeah, we'll have a tough one tomorrow. Holy Cross is good. They've got some size. Their post player's going to Washington to play volleyball, a high-major Division I player, about 6'3 kid. So our hands will be full tomorrow, which, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I hope we get a tough game and, you know, kind of tournament kind of atmosphere.
Sure.
Play a tough one. So, you know, they don't get easier. But, you know, that's what gets you ready for March. It matters in March and gets ready for tournament time.
Playing a top three team out of the ninth region, head coach Robbie Graham. His girls winners tonight. Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Well, that's going to do it. Bobby and I will step aside. It's a 76-39 win for the Cardinal girls. Boys team are out on the floor going through the warm-ups right now. So what we will do, Bobby and I will take a 7-minute break. When we come back, we'll have pregame coming your way for the boys' game in 7 minutes. We'll send it back to the station to the trusty and reliable hands of one Tim Smith, as he'll take you during this transition time. More to come after this.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.